Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshuta Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatirannatha This morning, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj in the class was so beautifully explaining Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Krishna came in Dwapar Yuga and He revealed His Braja Leela, His loving exchange with His devotees. And then, at the beginning of Kali Yuga, He came as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In order to invite everyone in that loving relationship with Krishna. Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratishe Namaha Mahavadannaya He is the most munificent, most munificent. In no other appearance the Lord had displayed such mercy. Krishna is known as the most merciful. Krishna is merciful. But Krishna becomes more merciful when He comes as a devotee, when He comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna considered the devotees and demons. Krishna considered who are favorably disposed to Him and who are opposed to Him. And He reacted accordingly. Je jathamam prapaddante. As one deals with me, accordingly I reciprocate. That's Krishna's attitude. He paritranaya sadhunam, he protects the devotees, he bestows his favor upon his devotees, and vinashaya cha dushkritam, he annihilates the demons. So Krishna considers this discrimination, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't make any discrimination. He bestows his favor upon anyone, irrespective of whether he is a devotee or a demon. Rather, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, since he came to deliver the fallen souls, it has been described that the eligibility, the qualification to receive mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to become fallen. Therefore it said, potito pavono hetu tabo avatar mo shamo potito prabhu na paibe ar. You have come to deliver the fallen souls, and you will never find anyone as fallen as I am. Therefore I am the most eligible. Why? Because I am most fallen. So that is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing his mercy. To be fallen in the age of Kali is not a disqualification. To be fallen in the age of Kali is rather a qualification. Mo shamo potito prabhu na paibe ar. You'll never find anyone as fallen as I am. Therefore, I am most eligible to receive your mercy. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed his love, distributed Krishna prema through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After giving this Maha Mantra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared, Prabhu kahe kohilam ei Maha Mantra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now I have given you this Maha Mantra. Iha shabe japo giya koriya nirbandho. With full commitment, with full conviction, with full dedication, you chant this holy name. Iha hoite sarva siddhi hoibe tomar. From this chanting of the holy name, you will achieve all perfection. Sarva siddhi hoibe tomar. You'll achieve your perfection, the ultimate perfection, just by chanting this holy name of the Lord. Sarvakkhon bolo ithe bidhi nahiya. Chant this holy name all the time, and then there won't be any consideration of rules and regulations of the scripture. Just chant the holy name all the time. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about any rules and regulations of the scripture, because the chanting of the holy name is the ultimate perfection of following the scriptures. The ultimate instruction of the whole scriptures is chanting the holy name. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute this holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the congregational chanting, like everyone get together. The more the merrier, louder the better. In other ages, the mantra, the more silent was it, better it was. But with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, more louder it is, better it is. So this chanting should be done with as many people as possible and as loudly as possible. Of course, melodiously. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed this Krishna Prem through the chanting of the holy name only throughout India. But he predicted that this movement, this congregational chanting of the holy name, which is a Yuga Dharma of this age, will spread all over the world. That is another unusual phenomenon. Generally, Vedic culture was practiced only in the land of India. But this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to inundate the whole world. Whole world. All the towns and villages. In every town and village all over the world, this chanting of the holy name will take place. That means Krishna consciousness movement would spread all over the world in every town and village. And in order to accomplish that very rare achievement, he sent a very special personality. Who is that personality? Srila Prabhupada. It is Srila Prabhupada who went out of India, a 70-year-old person, left India, left Vrindavan, went to America, and single-handedly he started the chanting of this Sankirtan movement. Sitting under a tree in a park, just no mridanga, no flute, no violin, no harmonium, just a little kartal. And Prabhupada was chanting this beautiful, and people became attracted. The youth of America became attracted to Srila Prabhupada's chanting. They were not attracted by the philosophy so much. Many of the devotees told me that they didn't even understand what Prabhupada was talking about. But what they liked is Swami's music. The music that Swami made, they became attracted to that. And they came to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada completely transformed them. Completely transformed them. The youth of America, even in their remotest dream at that time, couldn't think of giving up drugs and sex. Their whole culture was based on drugs and sex. But Srila Prabhupada said, no intoxication, not even tea and coffee. They were not so much interested in tea and coffee as much they were interested in marijuana and hashish. They gave up. They gave up. They just followed whatever Srila Prabhupada wanted them to do. Prabhupada said, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. And they said, yes, whatever you say, we will follow. And that's how Srila Prabhupada transformed those young Americans. And with their support, with their help, Srila Prabhupada spread this movement all over the world. Did it spread all over the world? Whoever thought that Krishna consciousness would spread in Russia those days? We couldn't, even in our remotest dreams. Our Russian devotees were so badly persecuted. Even a few years back, we couldn't think of China. We couldn't even think of Krishna consciousness spreading in China. But today, it's booming. The Chinese devotees came to me and asked me to give a class day after tomorrow. And I said, yes, I am your servant. So this is how this wonderful revolution is taking place all over the world. Sankirtan Andalan, as Srila Prabhupada pointed out. Revolution of Krishna consciousness. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And there are two fathers of the Sankirtan Yajna. Generally have one father, one mother, but the unique aspect of Sankirtan is it has two fathers, no mother. Mother is there. I'll tell you about the mother. But it has two fathers. Who are those two fathers? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Sankirtanaika Pitarau. Pitarau means Pita means father. Pitarau means two fathers. Pita, Pitarau, Pitara. Two fathers. And who is the mother? The tongue is the mother. The tongue is the mother. So when we chant, the holy name becomes manifest. So we start our Kirtan Mela, 6th annual Kirtan Mela of Mayapur, with our prayers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And then these prayers were composed by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur is the Vasudev incarnated in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Chaitanya Lilar Vyas Vrindavana Das. Vasudev appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes as Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vasudev wrote Srimad Bhagavatam and Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. And he begins this Chaitanya Bhagavat with this prayer, and then he translated it into Bengali. He himself, Vrindavan Das Thakur. So we'll recite this verse, which is projected on the screen, and then we'll sing the translation that he composed in Bengali. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai.